Okay, so
start you off here. So these images really bolster the fact that you know, there are cognitive differences.
Yeah, so our data give relatively novel evidence that there may be cognitive differences between people with addictive disorders and those without, and that targeting therapies towards those cognitive differences may be a novel and helpful way to go in treating these disorders. And in addition, it shows us a genetic difference between subgroups of people with addictive disorders, and that may help us better target specific therapies towards specific subgroups of alcoholics. We have been frustrated in treating these disorders because some medications or treatment approaches help some people and not others. And one big question has been, what's different about the people that are helped versus those that aren't? And this study gives us one way in which we may be able to differentiate people in an objective way that may help us tailor treatment methods that will be most effective for individuals.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Can you give us about a 5-second closer? You know, just some kind of thing to put on to the end, like, you know, this is what this study is going to do, or this is, you know, this is how it's going to help people.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Am I
too far off base here?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Just kind of put the wrap on.
Can I wrap it up by saying this study should help dispel beliefs in the idea that addiction is not a brain disease. In fact, this shows pretty markedly that addiction has addiction is characterized by a difference in the way the brain works. And that accepting that and trying to better understand that will really help us move forward in treating what is an enormously common and damaging public health disorder.
Perfect. That is those last few words. Yeah, this is going to help us move forward. Mm-hmm. That would perfect. Could you say that
Good.
Again for us?
Yes. Maybe.
Our words and your words.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so our data help confirm that addiction is a disease of the brain, and that I can't remember what it was that I said.
I can't either.
But it was good.
It's a disease of the brain, and did you want to mention an underlying genetic?
Something about helping us move forward.
Right.
Yeah, helping us move forward.
Right.
Public health.
Yeah, maybe helping us. Okay. So, what these data show is that I hope these data will help convince us that the addiction is a disorder of the brain. It's characterized by differences in the way the brain functions during everyday activities. There may be a genetic component to this difference that we saw, and the sooner we can accept that addiction is a brain disorder, the sooner we can move forward in developing new ways to treat what is an enormously damaging and widespread public health disorder.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.